I have good news for you today. If you are feeling completely overwhelmed, you know the feeling very well, I'm sure. You have to snap out of it. You have to get out of it. But we can't solve all the problems in this moment, and they're still there, and we have all of the thoughts swirling around in our mind, all the responsibilities, all the things to do, and it is just a lot, and we are overwhelmed, and we begin to just freeze and not be able to do things, and we're not the person we want to be when we're super overwhelmed. So I have four options for you today that in the moment of overwhelm, you are going to have this plan, these four things that you can quickly go to, one of these four things or combination, and get yourself out of the spiraling overwhelm feeling. You're going to have something that allows you just to get your head above water, to get a little fresh air, a little fresh perspective, and to be able to take a step forward again. So today, you're walking away with four things that you know in any moment of overwhelm, you're going to get yourself moving forward again. And after listening to today's episode, if you want to go a little deeper and go ahead and get some improvements in different parts of your life to get out of overwhelm and get out of survival mode, then go ahead to the show notes and take the Where to Start quiz. And that's going to give you insight into what part of your life to focus on first. So you're not overwhelmed by all of it. You're going to know, are you going to fix your time issues first, or the clutter in your home, or just the struggles of parenting that are weighing you down? You're going to know which part of your life to focus on first and get out of that survival mode. So head to mommadeplans.com/start, or it will also be in the show notes. My name is Julie Redmond, and this is the Mom Made Plans podcast. Here we make mom life easier through practical strategies to get out of survival mode. Join me on this journey of intentional motherhood. Let's go. Okay, so you're here and you're feeling overwhelmed. That's not a new feeling, something we unfortunately get a lot. And hopefully, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you're getting tools and strategies to help you not feel so overwhelmed all the time. But it is a bit of an unavoidable scenario that we're going to feel overwhelmed at some point. And so when you're hitting that point and you are just feeling just completely over it, like there's too much, you don't know what to do, you're shutting down, like it's just so overwhelming. We have to do something to get ourselves out of it. Because normally what's going to happen is we're just going to keep playing the narrative in our thoughts, in our actions of like playing over what's going on, our to-do list, struggles with our spouse or our kids, or just in this busy season, everything's going on in our schedule. We're going to go through all the reasons that justify why we should be overwhelmed. And when you keep looking for that, you're going to keep finding it and you are going to stay overwhelmed. But if you really want to get out of it, and that honestly is the first question, like, are you ready to change the narrative of your thoughts and get out of the feeling of overwhelm? And so you kind of make that like, okay, let's make a shift here. Then what do we do? How do we get out of it? So today I'm just going through four quick practical strategies of when you are in the thick of it and you're feeling overwhelmed and something's got to give, what do we do? So these are four ideas just to reset and get some fresh perspective, because usually that's all we need. We need to step out of ourselves and get some fresh perspective of how to move forward. So let's go. Number one, and this is not in any particular order, but just for the ease of going through a list, I'm going to number them. So number one is to declutter something. And for me, and I think a lot of people, clutter and mess all around can give us some level of anxiety. Whether anxiety is something we struggle with or not, there's something about just mess everywhere that we just, our body feels more tense and tight and everything feels overwhelming because we can't find anything. We can't move in the room. Stuff's on the floor. There's nowhere to sit. There's no room on the table to have dinner. You know what I mean? There's just stuff everywhere and it adds to the frustration. So I feel like this is closer to a root problem that we can kind of knock out because it has that domino effect of because of the clutter and the mess, like we can't have dinner at the table and then we feel guilty that we're not a family that eats at the table because our table's a mess and we could just keep going on. So like, hold up, let's just go rewind to a root issue here and just deal with some of the clutter before we have the impact on all the other areas of our life. So pick one thing. Maybe it's the dining room table. Maybe it is a room, the living room, whatever it is. Pick something to declutter. There's just something really powerful about going through a space and going through a room and you get rid of the trash and you move things out of the way that don't belong in that space and you just clear something off and you just have a little more peace. Like it just feels easier to be in that space. And there's like some level of control that we like to have that we can do something and get a positive result right away. Like we can do effort for 5 minutes, 15 minutes and see an improvement, see something is better. And a lot of us really feed on that quick result, feeling like we did something productive. So it kind of hits a lot of pieces here, but I highly recommend just pick something, declutter it. A little bit of that overwhelm fades because you can see like, okay, I just made something better. Like I did do something. I managed that. I can manage the next thing. And I typically mean this in a physical way of like physical decluttering of a space. This can also be with your schedule and your time. You may need to just take an afternoon or take the day and you clear your schedule. You just cancel what you need to cancel. You need a full-on reset of your time commitments and give yourself an opportunity to be like, okay, how did I get myself here where I need this? But just to get a breath of air and have a moment to just, maybe you take that time to sit and relax. You take that time to think through what changes you need to make to your schedule, what commitments need to change. But that I just wanted to share that could be something you need is a literal like time decluttering. So explore that. And this evaluation of your schedule kind of leads to number two of things to try. And it is always a great solution is to do a brain dump. So thinking about all the things that are swirling around in your head, it's time to write them down. Like literally as things pop up in your head, you're going to write it down. And that's how it feels more manageable. Because when we have all these things that we're thinking about and remembering in our brain, it's carrying a lot of weight and taking up a lot of mental capacity just leaving those things hanging out. And it feels more overwhelming because it's very vague. They're just always kind of popping around, bouncing around in our head. And there's no real like visual or strategy or order to it. So it feels like a lot. Where if we can write it down, yes, you may get a big list that feels like a lot, but it can be manageable. You can take that long brain dump list and you can then categorize things that you need to deal with today, things you need to deal with this week, things that can wait till next month, things that can be delegated. This is how you take an overwhelmed state of mind and rein it in. You literally write it out and then you start sorting it so that it feels manageable because that's the problem. The reason we're overwhelmed is because we don't feel like we can manage it all. It's too much. And so this is literally how you figure out how to do it. And once you see like, okay, these two things I can do today. I can do that. It's that same feeling of doing that one decluttering thing. You're like, okay, I accomplished something. I feel a little better. Just having that strategy through the brain dump and assigning things, it gives you a method of feeling more confident that you can get through. So this is always going to be a recommendation to do a brain dump whenever you're overwhelmed and whenever you're not overwhelmed. It's just a constant strategy that just works. It's simple, and that's why it works, because really complex routines and systems and things that you have to do a 10-step process for to get into a better state of mind, like, just do a brain dump. It's simple, it's quick, and it works. So that is number two. Number three is to get outside. There is something about nature and fresh air that is just rejuvenating. So simply just getting outside, or just somewhere out of your home or out of your workplace, like out of your normal environment, get yourself somewhere else that you can just get a reset, because you're not looking at the house and everything around. You're not looking at all the reminders of what's overwhelming you, that you can just literally step outside, look at some beautiful nature, just really kind of reset. So this can even just be a quick, like, okay, I notice I'm starting to spiral. Even though I've done a brain dump, I'm like somehow spiraling. Go step outside, like get that reset. So some of these can work together too. You may need to stack more than one thing to get out of the overwhelm. So these four things are going to be things to try independently, and you may want to pair some of them together. So getting outside is a great one to pair with any of the other items to give yourself that little boost and just feel not so overwhelmed. And then the last one, which arguably save the best for last, would be to pray. And I didn't do this on purpose with prayer and actually thinking through, like, I was making this list, and then I was like, oh, duh, like pray should be on this list. And I'm just like, oh man, what a problem that we so often have prayer as our last resort. And I am guilty of that too, case in point. And it can just be, I'm very much like, I need a practical thing. I need something to do. Prayer is also a very practical step that we are doing, because we feel like we're doing things to make our life better and less overwhelming, but the one ultimately in control is God, and He is in charge of what gets done. So if we really want to get to the root, we need to talk to Jesus and to really tune in and be like, okay, let me lay it out here, God. I am completely overwhelmed. I don't even know where to start, what to focus on. It all feels big. I'm having trouble prioritizing. I'm getting short-tempered with my family and friends. Life is not what I want it to look like right now. Just lay it all out. You're going to do your little brain dump in a prayer. Just lay all those feelings out and ask Him to work in your heart, to give you ideas, to give you the strategies that are going to help you get through, to highlight, what do I need to let go of? What am I kind of holding too tightly that I need to release control of? What am I neglecting that I need to pay attention to? And what am I spending my time on that I'm losing time and wasting time on things that need to be directed towards something else? Like, this is just the right spot to have a conversation and to lay all of our feelings, just like we want our kids to be able to talk with us. We want to talk with our Heavenly Father and just share everything on our plate and just release that and ask Him to take the burden. And that is why His yoke is easy and His burden is light, because it's a recognition that He is ultimately in control, that we don't have to figure it all out. We don't have to know all the answers. We don't have to create the perfect routine or schedule all on our own and figure everything out and do everything perfectly. That's a heavy weight, and that's one we like to carry that we don't need to. We need to trade it in because His yoke is easy and His burden is light. We follow Him. That is first. We follow Him. So I want to encourage you today that if you are carrying all that pressure to figure it all out and to do it all, that is not yours to carry. And yes, things still have to happen. Things have to get done. But you have to start here and have that conversation and be willing to listen and hear correction and adjustment of where you may be off and where you may be trying to control things or manipulate things more, not in a bad way. You're trying to do your best and make things happen, but we may be trying too much and doing more than we should for others that need to step up. So there's a lot here, but I just want you to know, really, step one is to pray and just release things and ask for guidance and wisdom and discernment. Ask for those things so that you can receive them. So that is my list of four things for you today. If you are feeling overwhelmed, save this episode, write it down, put it on a sticky note, make it your phone background, whatever you need to do when you're feeling overwhelmed. You look at this checklist. Obviously, pray is always a great one to start with, but try decluttering something, a brain dump, get outside, and again, prayer. So that is your strategy for getting out of overwhelm. Those are your quick go-tos, and I hope that feels encouraging, that in the moment you're going to have a plan. When you start to feel overwhelmed, you know, okay, I've got four choices right now. Which one do I want to do first? Like, what do I want to try to help me in this moment? Okay, your intentional step today is to try one of these when you're feeling overwhelmed. I want you to write them down and put it on a sticky note or wherever you need to remember them. So again, I'm going to give you the rundown. Declutter something, brain dump, get outside, pray. Those are your four go-tos in the moment to get out of overwhelm. And I want you to share this with a mom friend because you know we are all living in overwhelm on a regular basis. So please share this. Just help each other out, have a plan to get out of it. And maybe you add something to this. Maybe you add text a friend like that to your accountability partner of like, I'm drowning, help me, or pray for me. Whatever that looks like, I want you to keep these top of mind and to work on that mom community and support each other in being able to keep going, that you can do this, that you can get out of that feeling and make steps forward and make changes as you need to and get through. And don't forget about the Where to Start quiz if you are ready to take a step in getting out of survival mode. mommadeplans.com/start, or it's in the show notes.